Pastor Mai has filed Cherry Udall's Shacklet, Mish Marilyn Crellin. I'm Marilyn Crellin, and I'd like to welcome you to Shacklet. In Shacklet this time, on Shacklet and Shack and Shaw, tradition visra agen must train a nullick, a tradition which is to be seen around the Christmas time. With James Franklin of Culture Vannin, we explore the history and background of the White Boys, an entertainment that's been bringing what's been described as a rude comical drama to the island for many years, with acting out a play complete with music, song and dance. As this programme goes out on Thursday the 18th of December, that means we're just a week away from Laoghaire na nUlaig, Christmas Day. That's according to the new style calendar that became effective from 1752. However, as with many other customs throughout the year, people continue to hold their Christmas celebrations according to the old style calendar, but they knew of the difference, with the new Christmas being called an nUlaig Veg, the little Christmas, happening 11 days before the old Christmas, an nUlaig Vuaa, the big Christmas, which led to a saying, Tan nUlaig Veg fóin vinc, tan nUlaig Vuaa cúil tigh, tre yamud lún di yu, as glout brow muir de fai. The little Christmas is under the bink, the bench at the front door of the house. The big Christmas is at the back of the house, when we'll get ale to drink and a fine big lump of pie. The Manchester-based German folklore collector Karl Roeder gave this description in his Manx Notes and Queries, published in book form in 1904 after appearing in the newspaper since 1901.
They used to, and still, call the new Christmas the little Christmas, and the old Christmas the big Christmas. And most of the houses in Craignish had a stone bench near the front door to set tubs and other things on to dry. It was called Bink in Manx, and when the Christmas was very near at hand, they used to say, it's under the bench, that's to say, at the door. And the big Christmas is at the back of the house, Cúltai. That was, it's near, when we'll get ale to drink and pie with merry cheer. The people of Craignish keep old Christmas, and don't forget Karl Roeder is writing here in the early 20th century. The people of Craignish keep old Christmas, for they think it's the right Christmas. Confusingly enough, elsewhere, a nUlaig Veg, the little Christmas, was the name given to the 1st of January.
The man whose collection of Manx books and manuscripts became the colonel of the Manx Museum Library, G.W. Wood, made a manuscript collection of proverbs and sayings from the island, amongst which is this. Onse nUlaig be mud genel, tre tan joch gul magiet, tre tan cholach ul you solace, as in forward muir ul you kiat. In the Christmas time we'll be merry, when the ale is going around, when the cholach, the hearth, is all shining, and the big peat sod is all right. And forward muir, the big peat sod, is a reference to the stack of peat ready to keep the fire going, and people made sure that they had a good stack of peat ready by Eel Fingin, St. Fingin's Eve, which is the 20th of December. There's a saying associated with that. Forward muir mornus on Eel Fingin, a great sod of peat for St. Fingin's Eve. In Lazare is Ballacalingan, the farmstead of the Church of St. Fingin, and that influenced the naming of St. Fingin's Chapel in Glen Alden as recently as 1968, when it became a Church of England chapel, though it was formerly a Methodist chapel. In Maroun there's Ballingan, the farmstead of Fingin. So Fingin was known in the island, and we have the saying, Forward muir mornus on Eel Fingin. It's probably that this is the Irish saint Finian of Clonard, because his feast day would fall about this time. The peat stack was got ready because people would be putting aside all but essential work for the Cogaidh Iomaidheach, the foolish fortnight of the Manx Christmas.
In Dr. John Clegg's Cuniacht an Manannach, Manx Reminiscences, he says, At Christmas, young boys used to go about with their faces made black and women's white caps and aprons on them, dancing and singing Roy Benjun Tammy.
Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen burra, har of the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen burra, har of the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen burra. Har of the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen burra. Har of the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen. Har o' the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjenera, Roy men foozy eggers, shenna rothen burra. Har o' the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spidig beggar, shenna rothen burra. Trim a trim a trim a trim a doddle.
In his 1939 publication, Manx Calendar Customs, Cyril Payton has this to say about one of the Christmas traditions.
At Christmastide, the white boys went the round of the houses, performing the old play of St. George and the Dragon, a popular performance also in various parts of the adjacent islands of Great Britain and Ireland. The Dragon, however, is conspicuous by his absence. There are many versions of this old play.
It's here by your leave, ladies and gentlemen. We will act the sporting play. We'll show you fine diversion before you go away. It's room, room, brave gallant boys. Give us room to rhyme. We'll show you fine diversion in this Christmas time. It's room, room, give us room to sport. This is the room we wish to resort. Resort and repeat our merry rhymes. For remember, good folks, it is the Christmas time. This Christmas time, as we do now appear, we wish to act our merry Christmas here. We are the merry actors that travel the street. We are the merry actors who fight for our meat. We are the merry actors who show a pleasant play. Enter in, thou champion. Clear the way!
James Franklin, the online and educational resource officer of Culture Vannin, has been looking into the background of the white boys.
The earliest appearance comes from 1832, so pretty much 200 years ago. And from that reference in the newspapers, it was already a thing that was taken as normal. And so by that date, it was already up and running. And it was a performance by the Douglas White Boys, as they were described. And this is then this script, which even today we'll recognise as being the White Boys script. And very soon after, you start to see references to these people going out wearing the costume. And that's obviously why they are White Boys, because of these unusual costumes which they're still wearing today.
Of the scripts that were current in the island, that 1832 script presented St. Patrick as the hero of the play, whereas very often throughout the British Isles and Ireland, St. George is more often the hero. Is there any particular reason why that might have been chosen, has come down to us as the first performance of the White Boys?
The characters in the White Boys are really interesting because they vary across the many different scripts that are available in the Isle of Man. And the different characters show or suggest that these scripts have different histories, are coming from different traditions or different areas. And the St. Patrick one, for me, is one of the more interesting, because it is one which we know would be coming pretty much from Ireland rather than England, where a lot of the research into this sort of play has been taking place. And so it's lovely to recognise that the Isle of Man is very much located where we are, between Ireland and England, and traditions like the White Boys are the sorts of things which we gather in from around about and give our own particular Manx twist to.
But gathering in something like that, it obviously found fertile soil on which to develop.
If we're talking about 200 years ago in the Isle of Man, Christmas was a very different thing back then. It wasn't what we idolise today, this Victorian idea of families gathering to sing carols and do good. Back 200 years ago, it was very much a traditional Manx Cegíis Ómhaigeach, this foolish fortnight period where people would go around relaxing, having fun, undoubtedly having a good time, drinking too much, doing foolish things like parading around a dead bird on a pole, hunt the wren, or other sorts of things, going around the houses, gathering money, normally which would then be spent on drinking. And this is where the White Boys fits in. In this period, it's young lads going around the neighbourhoods, performing a bit of a play to earn money to then take to the pub, or perhaps they take the play into the pub itself and get a free drink or two. This is the context in which it was first performed in the island.
To what extent has it changed over the years?
The White Boys has, I think, it's gone through about five different distinct periods, I would say. From this earliest period where it's young lads taking it around for drinking money, it then kind of morphs into this lovely Victorian idea, idolised with children going around the neighbourhoods, performing for neighbours for a few pennies and perhaps a mince pie or the like. It then goes on to, thanks to places like Arbury School, it then began to be performed on the stage by children, often as a part of school productions or earlier on as Sunday schools. And there it was performed for about 70 years. In Arbury, it was first performed in the 40s and went on until the year 2000. And then it was revived onto the streets in the 1970s. And then we are today in a new period, I believe, ever since 2019, where there's a new twist. And each of these different periods offers a different step and a different development and something interesting about this very Manx tradition.
We mentioned the script from the first performance that's recorded of the White Boys, and that was the one which included St Patrick, whereas many other versions include St George. But that's been taken on even a step further now.
Yeah, ever since 2019, there's been two groups taking the White Boys around the Isle of Man, which is brilliant. But the Peel group, or the group based in Peel, have done a version where they kind of righted the way we should see the goodies and the baddies in the play. And so instead of St George being the hero, he's been relegated to the baddie and he gets a few boos. And eventually he gets murdered by a different saint, as you do. But the hero of this play is St Macald. And I love this way of displaying who these identities are, that you have the Manx saint as the hero and this English saint playfully played as a very irritating baddie.
And apart from the scripts that we mentioned, what are the other aspects of the White Boys in the way that they've been presented through the years?
Of course, behind the name the White Boys is the costume, this white costume, which is, in the early days at least, it was very different, or could vary an awful lot. If we saw them today, we might be surprised by how they're presented. But it was always bits of white and bits of colour and lots of fun. And then there are, interestingly, the other side is the boys element to the name. As I said earlier on, they weren't necessarily boys in the earliest period, they would be lads, young people, young men, and even from the 1890s we know that women, or young women, girls, would be involved in the play, and so there's a long history of women involved. And another part would be the dance, which is so distinctive in the White Boys these days, this beautiful dance for people with swords. And at the end, it's concluded with this sword star being lifted up. This has an interesting history in that it only really came in the 30s into the play when it was being put on in schools, and it's today taken on as the only dance to be performed. But if we look back in history, there are other dances, some of which are still with us, which would have been performed at the end of the play.
Philip Leighton Stoll wrote an article for the Manarach magazine back in 1972, How I Compose New Manx Dances. One of them is Douse New George, Dance of St George. And of it he says, "My Ramsey team in 1937 had performed the six-man reel White Boys in the Albert Hall, London. I've often taken part in the White Boys mumming play when I was a boy, but we didn't dance at the end as my adult team did in London. Miss Lizzie Corrin, who had a small private school in Castletown, told me that in the play as she remembered it, St George danced alone. She remembered seeing a man whom she called Tommy the Counsellor doing it when he was a lad of 17. I was fortunate, too, in enlisting the aid of Miss Ada Corrin and Mr. James Mulcriest. But as none of these three could dance then, often I was simply bathed in perspiration after being instructed by them. The dance was done over cross swords like a Scottish dance, but some of it was performed behind the swords. It was not until the winter of 1948 that I'd succeeded in compiling the whole dance. The tune I composed myself, modelled from an old Manx fiddle tune in a book my father had, and Miss Mona Douglas very kindly provided words in Manx for the Pearse Beal. Unfortunately, I haven't come across that set of words written by Mona Douglas for Leighton Stoll's tune." Of the White Boys and the dances that they did, Mona Douglas herself wrote in 1928, "The mummers, known locally as the White Boys from the white overalls which they wore, were a familiar feature of Manx Christmas festivities. Their play was a variant of the usual theme St George and the Turkish Knight. There is, however, a comic character not usually found, so far as I'm aware, in the English versions of the play, Devil Doubt. I've been told that this play formally ended with a dance, but haven't been able to get a clear description of the latter. It appears to have been a kind of circular reel, however." However, in 1937, Mona describes the White Boys mummer play and dance as amongst those completed and restored to use. And she says, "Different version in several respects from the English ones known to me, but probably a variant of them. There is no lock, but the swords are formed into a woven cross-seat, upon which the doctor sits. The seat is then raised shoulder-high, and the doctor carried off by the dancers. Six men and the doctor are required." In 1949, she says, "There's the White Boy sword dance, performed at the end of the well-known folk drama of St George and the Turkish Knight."
And of course, there's the song. These days, there's only the one song which we'll hear, the much-loved song which begins, "Then here's success to all brave boys of stout and gallant heart."
Ah, here's success to all brave boys of stout and gallant heart. On battlefield and banquet board, prepare to play a part. We handle well the folk and knife, likewise the sword and spear. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a good And we wish you a good new year. With hearts of bands come. to fight Fianna Slack. On roast we can come forward if we make a stout attack. We handle well the fork and knife, likewise the sword and spear. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a good New Year. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a good New Year. And we wish you a good New Year.
But if you go back in time, it would have just been any popular song of the day, and there's lots of lovely examples of beautiful songs being performed which would have been yesteryear's equivalent of Taylor Swift or what have you in the charts.
From the earliest references then to the White Boys, what was the formula for them to take to the streets or the halls or wherever they played?
It was quite an interesting one because it doesn't seem as formally regimented as it might do today. The earliest descriptions sound like a ragbag of young people dressed in these white clothes, going around with an instrument or two, knocking on the doors, hoping to be invited in to do a sort of play. And they would take this, the earliest reports are in Douglas, they would take it down the street, just hoping somewhere along the line to be invited in for a bit of money and this performance. And so clearly this is a house visiting custom, the sort of thing which is perhaps equivalent to hopchine as we know it today, going around the houses, knocking on the doors, giving a song, hoping for a bit of a treat or a bit of money. That's the sort of setting it was first performed.
So it's a bit like the Unasup where the fiddler would come round, but that would be the end of the Fiki Shomajach. But these ones were coming round rather like a city waits then.
Absolutely. Coming round, hoping for a bit of money. It's during this Kiki Shomajach period, after the 21st of December, through into the new year, this is when people would be putting aside their non-essential work and dedicating their times to enjoyment. And of course, if the White Boys are knocking on your door, this is a part of the enjoyment, and you're going to reward people who are coming and providing that.
And yet that suggests an urban setting for it. To what extent would that be in the country districts?
It's an interesting one. I think if one were to research the White Boys more, that would be a brilliant way to take it, to consider the urban versus the rural settings of the play. Because early on, the early reports are urban. But later on, when it's a practice which is surviving, it's surviving in more rural districts. And so perhaps that's its journey. Perhaps it's entering through towns like Douglas and then establishing itself and moving out into the countryside. And as time changes, perhaps it's dying out quicker in places like Douglas, but hanging on in the countryside and then reviving back to where we have it today.
Well, James Franklin, good of my morning.
Shade of A, good of my head.
James Franklin, the online and educational resource officer of Culture Vannin, and some music and song associated with the White Boys.
In relation to what we were just saying there about town and country, there was a dissenting voice as to the notion of the White Boys as a Manx tradition, and this came just after the publication of Manx National Songs in 1896. In January of 1897, there was a special concert in Douglas to celebrate Manx National Songs, and although they're not in Manx National Songs itself, there was a performance of the White Boys as part of that concert. And this concert drew a letter to the Mourners Herald for Wednesday, January the 13th, 1897, and it was from a man who called himself Tommy the Ran, and he gave his address as Baldwin, that's to say Baldwin, and he wrote, "Then the White Boys came out. What this has got to do with Manx song, I don't know. We've no White Boys in the country at all. If you want to see them, you must come to Douglas. And I'm told you'll find far more in Yorkshire than in Douglas. However, man, they were right enough. Only it was a fool of a thing after all. Oh, the little volunteer doctor seemed amused at it."
"Friend, did you call a doctor? I am here, Jollop my name, and for all sorts of ills I powders, bolus, lotions, potions, pills."
Whatever the origins of the scripts may have been, it's a custom that's been embraced by the Isle of Man and adapted to its own culture, so it's become very much part of the island's Christmas scene.
The White Boys will be out and about this coming weekend. There'll be two groups, one based in the South and one based in Peel, but they'll both be travelling around. This Saturday, the 20th of December, you can see the South-based group, which uses the more traditional form of the play, at 10 o'clock outside the Co-op in Port St Mary, at 10:45 by the Whistle Stop Cafe in Port Erin Railway Station, at 11:30 in Colby by the Spa Shop and the Colby Glen Hotel, at 12:15 in Castletown Square, and at 1:30 in Michael Street in Peel. Meanwhile, although the other group is Peel-based and presents a version with St Macleds as its hero, their first performance will be at 10 o'clock in Castletown Square. They'll be outside Ramsey Courthouse at 11 o'clock. They'll be in Michael Street in Peel at 12 o'clock. And their final performance on Saturday will be at 4 o'clock in the Black Dog Pizza Oven on the East Quay in Peel. Shane Nish, Voshin Clare Shaw, as Voshin Stry Shaw J. Chaclair. Chaclair will be back with another series sometime in the new year. But for now, from me, Nish Voham, Marilyn Crellin, Nullet Kennel, as Blaine Vine Know Are You.